big on millennials, obviously, or that generation of the market. And because you've done a lot of work in that area, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's the latest that we should know about? Because when Gary Vaynerchuk was here the other day, he said millennials aren't kids anymore. Maybe we have to look at them differently?
Well, they really aren't. And Gen Y, millennial, whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. they are pushing 35. On the low end, they're 20. So they're not even teenagers anymore. Mm-hmm. And so they're really into their life cycle, and they're racking up debt and getting buttoned down and so forth. So they represent the future credit unions, okay. right? And so they are this elusive group that we haven't been able to connect with, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of the themes that are emerging here, telling our story, having empathy, all of that can mm-hmm. can go a mile to relate.
Right? Yeah, because, I mean, it's well known that they like to be part of something bigger mm-hmm. than just your normal average storefront, you know.
Yeah, whether it's as a customer or as an employee, they mm-hmm. want to be part of something bigger, mm-hmm. and credit unions have that big underlying story. It's not a made-up marketing thing, right? It's at the core, the DNA, right?
Mm-hmm. So should credit unions kind of change their tone toward millennials? Because we've been thinking for years, yeah, there's these kids and they're, you know, no responsibilities, blah blah blah. It's something, because millennials are having kids now. So
yeah, I think if you dump everybody into generational buckets like that, it almost stigmatizes it, versus mm-hmm. saying, what are the age,
hey, we've got a friend.
We do. What are the age groups? Back. What are these life cycles that we're going through? And so I like to think of it as just phases, right? Mm-hmm. You're going from high school to college, from college to real life, from mm-hmm. single to in a relationship, from home to, and all of those represent real opportunities mm-hmm, to think mm-hmm. about from a product standpoint, from a way to connect. And to me, it's all about being helpful, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We can't just kind of sit back and wait for young people to come to us.
Right.
We have to reach out, because banking is intimidating. Banking is boring, all of these things. And how do we make it more accessible?
Right. And your friend is not going away.
Yeah.
he's like a credit union person. Hey, trying to get a millennial.
Maybe he's a millennial fly.
Exactly. Right? Well, he won't last very long. Maybe 30 days.
That's right.
Anyway, oh boy. Gosh, I mean, so that takes me to my next question. Let's talk about It's a Money Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something you've started up in the last year or so, a couple years?
It's coming up 2 years.
Okay.
So we, with our last program, and still going strong, Young and Free, saw a real need for shareable financial content, education, real meat to be delivered. And with that, we were getting so many inquiries from small credit unions wanting to work with us, and saw a real unique opportunity mm-hmm. in the market to deliver something unique. So It's mm-hmm. a Money Thing is clever financial content.
Mm-hmm.
They're done in packs. So we tackle a topic every month, and we deliver an animated video, an infographic, a presentation, a handout, social media graphics, and an article all around this, mm-hmm. branded with the credit union's logo, and they take it and do what they will.
Okay.
And it's been, so that was kind of the notion, mm-hmm. and to date, we've got 75 credit unions all over Canada and the United States
wow.
using it. So it's
yeah.
really taken off.
Yeah, I was on your website, and I saw mm-hmm. all the folks
yeah.
using them. Like, dude, he's onto something there.
Yeah.
That's really a cool yeah. maneuver. So, and there's all different types of episodes and different...
Exactly. And so there'll be anything from foiling identity theft and then really unpacking what that is and mm-hmm. providing useful information. It'll be comparing cards, whether it's debit, credit, and... prepaid debit, and what's the difference there? And we do it in a fun, engaging way, and the whole premise is storytelling and humor.
Yep. Yeah. What we've been talking about at this show.
Yeah.
Storytelling.
Yeah. Cutting through and trying to get through all of that barrier to actually get stuff,
mm-hmm,
and because teaching, if you just kind of sit down and you say we're going to teach you something and it's going to be like school, well, that's not going to work.
Right.
So this has been really exciting to launch this and
okay.
and made it very accessible from a small, we've got Van City just signed up, the largest
nice.
Credit union in Canada.
Wow.
Schools First. So those are on the massive
mm-hmm,
side,
mm-hmm.
but then Element Federal Credit Union and,
mm-hmm.
and other single branch mm-hmm. credit unions. So it's a real passion of mine to build a product that works for everybody.
Right on. You're certainly on the way. It sounds like it. You've,
mm-hmm.
I think you've hit on something there.
Thank you.
Tell me about the Filene connection there, because it sounds like they're involved in this
mm-hmm.
as well.
So early on, we kind of I've done work with Filene over the years, and so we began talking about collaborating on this. And not only was I interested in kind of putting this into the market and trying to get customers for our business, but I wanted to validate the idea. We have this notion that there's a solution, but will it work? Mm-hmm. Will it work for credit unions to expand their young adult membership and mm-hmm. impact and mm-hmm. engagement? Will it help young adults to actually move the barometer on what they're learning? Mm-hmm. And so they set about doing a pilot, recruited 10 credit unions in Canada and the United States, and did pre and post surveys mm-hmm. and interviews along the way on mm-hmm. how, and really studied how people were using it mm-hmm. and was it effective. And so the report has been published recently. It's a money thing. Clever financial education content can be effective, or is effective, apparently. I think that's the title, but you can find out more on the Filene website. Okay. And essentially, the crib notes is yes, it worked.
Okay.
These credit unions all saw increased engagement in social media. They saw an impact on young adult member mm-hmm. acquisition and retention. And it's pretty neat from a lightweight solution that they had this kind of impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any, like, just a brief success story with a credit union or two or something?
Well,
like,
one credit union, and it's not absolutely triggered, but this is the one variable.
Right.
And quite a large credit union had nearly 20% increase on their month over month young adult penetration, mm-hmm. new member acquisition. Mm-hmm. Either across the board, there, I think, was an average of 6 to 7% increase in new young adult members. And that is a bit of a byproduct. To us, we want to just engage and teach
gotcha.
Young people, right?
Okay. Yeah.
We also did surveys and focus groups with more than 350 young adults. And just to test, do you like this stuff? Mm-hmm. And asked them many questions. And mm-hmm. and overall, they were shown 3 videos, and they rated them on average 4.3 out of 5.
Wow.
And these are, like, hard to connect with young people that couldn't give you the light of day, right? And then they were asked a series of questions, and one of them, should this content be shown in junior or high school? And it was, I think, 92% said yes, it should be, right?
Wow.
And would you like your credit union or bank yeah. to offer this? And it was above 80%. And luckily, we only offer it to credit unions, but that was the way that
right.
was phrased.
Right.
So.
Wow, that's fantastic news.
Yeah.
Love to see. I mean, it sounds like a kind of a biz kids type of thing as well,
it
you
is.
Know?
And,
something.
And
like,
we see it. I mean, there's so many different financial education programs, and I think the more the merrier. Ours is really fitting 4 needs. Credit unions have a need for social media content. Mm-hmm. They have a need for in-branch mm-hmm. content, in-classroom, and also on their website. And so this is simple content. You get it. You get to put it on your own YouTube channel, your own Pinterest, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Libidadoo, whatever the next
I haven't heard of that one yet.
Oh, it's coming.
Okay.
And it's, they can cut it up, do whatever they want with mm-hmm. it. And so it's been really interesting to see some very creative uses of the content.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm so happy to see that taken off for you. All right, last question here, sir, before the fly just totally drives us crazy. What do you hope to accomplish here at Think 16? What's your mission here?
Well, among many different hats, I'm wearing my CU water cooler hat here. I'm kind of a roving reporter doing some daily blog posts on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a big believer in just constantly opening yourself up to education and new learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so this to me is one of the real high points in the credit union conference world.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I can sneak in here, all the better. So that's been my goal, is just to absorb. And, mm-hmm. and the speaker so far, but just fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt. And I read your one of your posts yesterday, and you kind of compared it to the Jungle Book. Just to kind of wrap up here, can you connect the dots here?
The credit union industry, especially in the United States, is filled with all of these 800-pound gorillas. And what's interesting to me is these mega CUSOs, such as Co-op, mm-hmm. are really emerging as the thought leaders, the entities that are pushing things forward, that are dragging, trying and vying to pull credit unions into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I see with the technology solutions and so forth that they really are the catalyst for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of this fintech revolution that we're talking about, well, Co-op's been a fintech disruptor for decades,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
And they offer the ability for credit unions to be relevant. And so that's kind of my takeaway on what I was trying to get through with that post.
Yeah, it was a great write-up, and I retweeted it and posted all that type of stuff. So it was good stuff. Always, Tim, always a pleasure talking to you. I always learn something new when I'm talking to you. So, and it sounds like It's a Money Thing has really taken off for you. So well done.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah.